From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday that he would not be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April. In a speech Friday to a large gathering of American conservatives, Trump had excoriated White House reporters and media outlets he believes are deliberately spreading what he calls fake news about his administration. A few hours later, his staff excluded a number of high-profile news organizations from a regular briefing, including CNN, The New York Times, and the BBC. The president has had an adversarial relationship with the press since taking office and during the campaign, often referring to several media outlets as the enemy of the American people. He is the first U.S. president to miss the correspondents' dinner since 1981, when former President Ronald Reagan missed the dinner because he was hospitalized after surviving an assassination attempt. Democrats have a new national party chairman, and it's Tom Perez, the former labor secretary under former President Barack Obama. Perez beat out Keith Ellison, a Minnesota congressman, in the second round of voting Saturday at the Democratic National Committee members' meeting in Atlanta. Perez told the delegates that he and Ellison are united in their values and their love for the country.
When we communicate our message of inclusion and opportunity for everyone, the big tent that we are, that is our strength, my friends.
Perez asked the delegates to elect Ellison as his deputy, and he was unanimously chosen. Both men said the party must capitalize on widespread opposition to President Trump and work to reach working-class voters who felt abandoned by Democrats. This is VOA News. Malaysian officials have declared the country's international airport a safe zone Sunday after a sweep of the terminal where North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un's half-brother was killed earlier this month. Selangor Police Chief Commissioner Abdul Samad bin Mat said the airport is now safe.
There is no hazardous material found in KLIA2. Number two, KLIA2 is free from any form of contamination of hazardous material. And thirdly, is KLIA2 is declared a safe zone.
Kim Jong-nam was murdered February 13th at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport by VX nerve agent, which is classified by the United Nations as a weapon of mass destruction. Two women, one Indonesian and one Vietnamese, have been detained in connection with his death. Malaysian authorities say four North Korean men provided the women with the poison, but they have fled the country. Twin suicide attacks Saturday in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42 people, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, the top Syrian envoy at UN-sponsored peace talks in Geneva called on all parties to condemn the attacks in the city of Homs. Bashar al-Jafari, the head of the Syrian government delegation, said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said, "We also request the United Nations Special Envoy to request the same statement, clear statements, condemning these attacks from all the platforms participating in the Geneva process." The opposition's main delegate to the talks, Nasser al-Hariri, condemned all terrorism, but suggested the Syrian government was the primary sponsor of terrorism. Syrian government warplanes pounded the last opposition-held neighborhood in Homs, as well as areas outside the city. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces faced stiffer resistance as soldiers pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. The advances came one day after counterterrorism troops had regained control of the airport in Mosul. The city had been controlled by the Islamic State group since 2014. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.